And we're back. Primer toque. Where are you going, Javier?
From the last episode, Benzema and Giroud. I guess that was an actual thing. Even Griezmann was defending him. Griezmann said that Giroud is the one that helped him win a World Cup. So.
Well, I was telling you.
Well, I mean, I get it, dude. I know that, but I mean, come on, dude. Let's be honest, dude. Like, did he really, really do much compared to like Mbappe and Griezmann and the other players?
He did more than Benzema.
Okay, but I'm asking you, like, honestly.
We're talking about the Benzema comparison to Giroud, though. That's all that is.
No, you're right, though. I mean, you throw a World Cup in there and it kind of eliminates everything else that you know what I mean? It's simple as that, because I think the World Cup is like the ultimate trophy that anybody wants. And, you know, if you're going to do that, I guess it doesn't.
I mean, maybe it might be Benzema's. Benzema gets a World Cup, like the next one. I think right now France is strong, though.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think they're gonna call up Benzema ever
again. You don't think so?
I'm not. When was that? What, 2022? Two more years. He still has time, but he'd be like those veteran.
Like a year and a half.
But he'd be like that veteran player. He'd probably be like what, 35?
Yeah, what Giroud is
was. No, was I know, now. I know. But that's what I'm saying. Now you got two veterans like that, but then.
I don't think he'll be for long for the next one.
That's what I'm saying. Because look at it. Griezmann, Mbappe, and Ben Yedder are already there.
Yeah.
It's already a struggle. Like, you know? I don't know. I don't see them getting that guy called up again. But that
was so from the last episode. Now? So you switch now to Team Giroud?
No.
Or are you still
on
Team Benzema?
No, I'm agreeing with you that he did win a World Cup. And there's no arguing that. There isn't. No matter what. You know, Benzema could have all this other stuff. But I still think he's a better player. But I'm just saying, you know, that whole World Cup thing kind of eliminates what he said about the other guy, you know, about Giroud. So, yeah. I was reading something that Liverpool might just win it. They might just give it to them. They might just give them the season. They might just give it to them already because of this whole thing that's been going on, that they're not probably going to be able to continue the season.
I think they should just cancel it.
Really? But do you think it'd be fair? It's not going to be fair to them.
Why?
Well, because they're already like so far up the table.
Don't matter. There's some teams that I think in the lower leagues that are going through the same thing.
No, yeah, I think some of them. No, I forgot what league it was.
I think it was the British, not the British, but in England, some of the lower leagues have earned promotion, but because of this, wow. It didn't officially earn it.
That sucks, dude. Well, think about it, dude. If you were a Liverpool fan, would you really want to win a trophy like this in history and be like, oh, they only won because of that whole pandemic that was going on? Would you want that?
I mean, the only way I could see it, I don't even know what the table is right now. How far? If they're already
no, like, they're like I think they're only
unreachable.
Either, yeah, it's unreachable. But still, dude, people are gonna remember it for that.
Yeah,
it's gonna go down in history for that. And I don't think that's a, I don't know, man.
Something to be proud of.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it should be done like legit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's not just that, dude. It's not fair for the other teams that are like,
I don't know, cause
that are fighting dissension, you know, like to descend.
Yeah.
That's not fair for them.
There you go, too.
That's not fair.
There you go, too. Because if we give them a cup, we got to give a loser.
Yeah.
That sucks. And then
it sucks to lose like that because it's different when you're all the way up top and you're already going to win. And it's different when you're like on the bottom three and you still have a chance to get
to stay in the league.
So,
I don't know, man. I think, you know, I kind of go back to what I said. I think Liverpool should earn it the right way. Wait till the season ends and complete it. But I think what's going to happen is they're just going to cancel everything. Because there's just no way that you could pick up where you left off. Because that's just going to change everything.
I think some players were even saying, what's that fool's name? The guy from City, De Bruyne, he was saying that all this time that he's been at home, I guess before he had told his wife that he was going to retire. Like in already a set time, but now that changed. That time that he had set, that he had told his wife, he said no, because all that time that he's been at home right now made him realize that he can't be at home, so he wants to play for two more years from what that time they said he was going to retire. So if he was going to retire, let's say like at, I don't know, 35 or whatever, or
he's 30, in 38,
he's 39. In 30, yeah, he's in or 37, yeah, because of what's going on right now.
It's an eye opener, man. Like, and he's young too.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's young. He's still young. He can still hang and play at the top level.
Yeah, yeah. But I just thought it was interesting that he was thinking of that.
He just made the decision right there and then.
Just because of this whole time that everybody's been at home or whatever. And I thought that was pretty cool, I guess, you know. I think that, like you said, it's an eye-opener. I think a lot of people would see it like that. So I thought that was cool. But so, yeah, I do that whole English Premier League thing. That's crazy. Well, all the other leagues, a league already gave a championship to the team already just because the season's already over. And I think it was like a Belgium league. I think it was one of those that they already gave them.
I mean, like, I think some leagues are different because they might have been really, really close to an end, like with one or two games left or something. Okay.
That could have been it too.
And maybe it could have been agreed upon with all the owners. Yeah. I think, because that's something else that I think. But I think if the owners of the teams all got together and like decided in a committee, then that's cool.
And we'll end it on this. We'll switch it up on the next segment. But I was thinking about that today. Do you think a lot of these players are actually training right now?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
All of them?
Absolutely. Because check this out. Check this out. What's going to happen when the season starts up next week? Season starts up next week or something? Or next month? Mm-hmm. You got to be fit, ready to go.
I don't think all of them are.
Because the leagues are going to start up. They're trying to make money.
I know. But I don't think all of them are training. I think some of them are slacking it right now.
Absolutely. And we'll see when the league starts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's when we're going to see. Everybody's going to be talking about that. Like, damn. I know Ronaldo is.
We already know Ronaldo's staying fit. Ronaldo's the type of player to stay fit. But there are other players like that
are just chilling, huh?
Nah, I think like Sergio Ramos, I think, is freaking working out right now. Like, he's fucking going
hard. And it's crazy because now they have more time to do it, you know? Yeah. Now they don't have those team up meetings.
Now it's like,
those team obligations that they would have to go to now. They can do it more. But I think some of them are going to be slacking it. I think it's going to show, like you said, let's say the league starts next week, we're going to be like, damn, dude, this fool got a little bit slower. Yeah. He got a little bit slower. What's wrong with him? He's out of breath. He's out of shape, you know?
And so, we'll see what the players, who was staying fit. When you see Ronaldo, I think we're going to see a different Ronaldo.
Really?
We're going to see a different Ronaldo when he comes back from the virus.
A scoring machine Ronaldo? Like a Real Madrid world?
I think so. Like a creative Ronaldo just freaking assisting and fucking scoring goals.
That'd be interesting.
Because he's just going to be super fit over everyone else.
Yeah, I've seen some of his videos on Instagram. He's even making his wife work out, you know? So it's his workout buddy right there. So that's pretty cool. Yeah, we'll see, man.
I think it would be kind of hard, but we'll see. I hope the players are freaking staying fit.
All right, we'll be back with the next segment. Chicharito, your boy Chicharito, making a headline. We'll see what he said in the next segment.
Just can't say.
Favorite player.
Si quieren, soy el peor jugador de la historia de México, pero no puedo quitar lo que hice.
Toma, perro.
There you go.
Toma la.
That's true.
Right? People are still gonna hate them. It's crazy, huh? Arguably one of the best strikers we've had, you know, because of all the goals he scored and whatnot, but a lot of hate towards him.
I think we just have a expect a lot more from him right now. Because, I mean,
when he played in Manchester United, 59 goals. Real Madrid, 9. Bayern Leverkusen, 39, which some people say that's probably his best moment for some reason. Like, in his
career.
That's, like, his best.
His peak? I think for me it was Manchester United.
Well, I mean, I think the people, why they say that, he was more of a starter in Bayern.
Oh, I see. That was his
team. What I mean? Like, he was more considered, and United...
Superstar.
Yeah, he would start sometimes.
Nah, he was off the bench player.
But he would start sometimes.
Nah, man. You had Wayne Rooney. You had fucking Berbatov. Was Berbatov
there? Yeah, he was there, but he left, like, I think after that season or two. But there were moments when they used him, but not consistently. I know what you mean.
Yeah, he wasn't like
He was more like that in Bayern.
Yeah, Bayern, that was his team.
And West Ham, it was kind of like, he scored...
Kind of struggled to
get him. He scored 17 there.
Sevilla?
Yeah.
He's 3, and I think he hasn't done shit with LA Galaxy.
I think Pulido had already scored. Vela, of course, had scored. I think Pizarro already had scored too. And even
I think it's just the critics, man. Critics, I mean, the media, like, that's the first thing they like to do is their thing.
Go to him? Huh? They go to him. They don't talk about Vela.
No need to talk about Vela. You know, I think Vela's more of an update player. Let's update what he's doing. But, like, I don't know. Like, put it this way. Vela kind of integrated into LA a lot differently than freaking Chicharito did.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't freaking... Like, Vela didn't go to the freaking... Vela loves basketball.
Yeah.
You don't hear him talking about him going to the freaking sitting courtside freaking at Laker games.
He probably does go, though.
I know, exactly. Yeah. But there's the difference of what I'm trying to say. Of how Vela comes in and Chicharito comes in kind of differently. And yeah, they probably both did the same thing, but they're just portrayed differently, I think, too.
So Chicharito's more of a superstar. More camera, more media's on him.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to Vela, where it's like...
Oh, yeah. I think Vela kind of came like, hey, man, you got to prove a point now. Vela kind of came through like, hey, you have to make your goals. Because if you're not making goals here in freaking MLS, you're whack. Vela came, fucking showed us up. Chicharito's not even here to make fucking improve or to even be the top goal scorer. I guarantee you, he doesn't give a shit about being a top goal scorer. Like, he's not training himself to be like, yo, I got to be the best. I got to be the best.
The thing about him... And it sucks, dude. He's not the type of player that can make himself his own goals. He needs somebody to pass him the ball. True. He knows how to make great runs.
Oh, yeah.
But it sucks. What's the point of making great runs when other people can't assist you, can't give you the pass?
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think Galaxy was probably the worst place to go to in that sense because I don't really see any players that can play like that.
For him, yeah.
Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah, I could see that.
And I don't really see them building around him because... of the limitations that you can't use U.S. United States players to do that. You need go to where a league where they allowed you to buy players how you see fit for your team, you know, because it's not going to work, dude. I mean, he might score a couple. I'm not going to lie. He might score, but I'll be surprised. I'll say it right now. I'll be surprised if he scores 10 goals. I'll be surprised. 10.
Every 2-3 games he scores a goal.
Yeah. And I'm being like,
and that's
I'm being
about
nice
right.
about it.
Yeah.
Cause look at Vela, he was the fucking he won like the scoring for the league last time. That's insane, dude! Like that's crazy. Like,
that above fool, and he beat Zlatan.
And he beat the other dude that was there, the one from United. What's his name?
Atlanta.
Atlanta United.
Oh, Josef.
Yeah, Rafa was on fire too for a while.
Oh, that's right. He won it before him.
When they won the league, he had won it. even that season, Vela was close too.
He was that's true. And he was still goal scoring. Yeah, he was still beasting.
That's what I'm
saying. You're right.
He makes it look effortless, and it's crazy, dude.
And that's good. And you know that Vela came to play soccer. He came to play soccer, not thinking about nothing. Yeah. I came to play soccer, and Chicharito doesn't really look like he's kind of. He does look like he's honestly here to retire.
That's what he was saying.
He does look like, and I know he's trying to throw that he had a couple interviews. He's gone on a couple times trying to freaking throw that question off or even try to clarify saying, hey, no, man, I could retire here in 10 years. Like, no, dude. Come on,
you're done.
You're here to retire, bro. Yeah, you're here to chill. You've played in Europe. You've played in all the big teams already.
He's not going up.
Yeah, he's not going. Yeah. He sees it as going down already.
Yeah.
He's not here to freaking as going up.
If he goes to Chivas, would he be considered an upgrade? Would that be in his career? If he ended it with Chivas?
I honestly think so. It'd be higher. It'd be going up. Only because he's not going to Mexican League. So you can't go to Mexican League to retire. You're going there to fucking ball up and fucking win. Because right there, the critics are even going to be harder.
Yeah. And that's crazy because that's his team, you know. That's where he came out of.
Yeah.
So that's what the fans want. But we'll see what he does with the Galaxy. I don't think he's going to do that much, but we'll see. Maybe like you said earlier, maybe he's training right now.
He might come back. He might come back, score 20 goals, and
oh, you're being way oh 20 goals.
20 goals. He might.
God damn.
He might.
All right. Remember how I told you that Ronaldinho was in prison?
Oh yeah.
He had just got released, and it was crazy because even in the game, in the FIFA game, you know how he's an icon. They were thinking of removing him from the game just because of that.
Whoa.
They were considering
and they
it.
Should.
I know because they usually when a player has like. Something
bad,
yeah, like publicly bad or something. They eliminated their card from the game.
That's good.
And I was just like, fuck. And then the next day, like 2 days later, dude, he gets released. Ronaldinho gets released. So I'm like, good. Hey, man, I know you play foot draft. That's fun to play with iconic Ronaldinho. I played with that player before. And Actually, it just makes it makes life.
He's a different player. Dude.
It makes life easier on you. Oh, yeah. Have Ronaldinho on your
That's
team.
That's not. He's not. You see the air moving.
Yeah, you can see the dance. The dance is in there, dude.
It's another level playing.
Yeah. So I was kind of be disappointed if he wouldn't have been on the team, dude. Because you know you're playing with prime Ronaldinho.
Yeah.
In the foot drafts, you're not playing with Ronaldinho and PSG, Flamengo. You know what I mean? So yeah. So yeah. I kind of liked him when he was in Querétaro, dude. When I was playing Ultimate Team, I used him, dude. He was good. He was still good. But yeah, so that was cool to know that he got released and he's still going to be in the game. This is what I wanted to talk about, though.
Kyle Walker?
Yeah, dude. He's over there having fun, fool. He's over there having some company over there, fool. Supposedly at his house. Some female company over there.
That's I don't know, man.
Prostitutes, man.
I heard he had a cool party, man. He had a cool way to celebrate the coronavirus, and we don't blame him out here.
It's kind of like going back when Mexico, before they left to the World Cup. Remember that? They had that house and they had like a female company over, which I still think to this day that they were just probably playing beer pong or playing Twister, you know? Or what is that one? Jenga. You know what I mean? And drinking. What's wrong? Nothing wrong with that, dude. Nah. That's what I think happened. Maybe a little Bible study in there, dude, just for fun. But that's what I think happened here again. You know, I think this guy was just probably playing FIFA.
Playing FIFA with the girls.
With the girls, you know. What's wrong with that? 2,500
euros? 2,500
euros
what?
For 3 hours.
Dang. That's not bad.
That's a hell of a deal.
That's a hell of a deal. You can think about it. Yeah. You get your You get your boys set.
But it's only him.
Oh, it's just him by himself?
Yeah, I think it was just him by himself. I'm not sure. I guess the girl says that he's a hypocrite. That's crazy. Out of all the people, I wouldn't have expected him to be doing that, dude. Like, I don't know how that even happens.
And I think he does that all the time. I think
just this time he got sloppy.
He got sloppy and got caught during Corona fucking virus season, and now people are like, "What? This guy's partying during virus season?" Like, nah, nobody can party. If I can't party, Kyle Walker can't party.
That's crazy though, huh? That he got caught up on that. Like, I mean,
there was something on Cristiano Ronaldo too, where freaking, I guess he was out having a walk, having a stroll with his wife and kid or whatever, out in Portugal, and I think the mayor or the fucking, I don't know who, the prime minister or whatever the hell they have in fucking Portugal, like freaking was like talking all this shit to fucking Ronaldo.
Why? Because he was out and about?
Yeah, because everybody was supposed to be practicing, you know, staying at home, and he's out here contradicting it because he's such a big, you know, person.
I thought you were allowed to walk. I thought you were allowed to go around the block.
I guess not in Portugal. And I guess his sister went on to defending him and saying like all some other shit, and he pretty much shut his ass up and kind of forgave himself a little bit, and you know, everything went back to normal.
Mexican E-League. What teams are playing and what players are going to be, what three players for each team are going to be in the E-League. Esports, Liga MX. What do you think about that?
Well, I'd like to see it continue on after you're in, you're out.
Oh, after all this, I remember you said earlier that you didn't want it to be one of those things where it's just for the meantime. You wanted
And I don't think it should be done with the players either. I think it should be done with the three best gamers to rep.
So you'd be in there.
Oh, yeah.
You'd definitely be in there.
No, I would be in there. No, but I'd be definitely be interested, and I'd definitely be interested. I mean, I'd be interested in watching.
Okay, yeah.
Because now I'm gonna see some freaking FIFA.
Some real FIFA players.
Right now,
I want to see how good these fools are.
Yeah,
you know, I think of course they're gonna be better in the pitch.
I think I think it's gonna be obvious. The younger ones are gonna be easier to fucking like I can see Gio being pretty good at it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So for
you mean to tell me you think it's gonna be the first time he's playing FIFA 20?
No. But I mean, I don't.
This motherfucker has a PS4 at home right now.
No, I know.
With FIFA 20, and he has, I bet you, the last 10 years in it.
Yeah, I know.
I guarantee you. Just like the majority of the young guys.
Let's start off with America then.
Start off at the top.
What three players they're gonna be? Well, three players are gonna be playing in this esports league: Giovanni Dos Santos, Nicolas Benedetti, and Santiago Cáceres. Those are the three. So I'm thinking they're just going to take turns. You know, I don't know who's going to play first. Maybe Giovanni plays first. We don't know. The next team, the powerful Pumas, fool. So we'll see Juan Pablo Vigón, Luis Fernando Quintana, and Alan Mosso, fool. Chivas, Dieter Villalpando, Raúl Godinho, damn, the goalkeeper, y Fernando Beltrán. Cruz Azul, Santiago Jimenez, Lucas Pacerini, and Jonathan Borja. Tigres, this one was pretty interesting. Nahuel Guzman, dude. I didn't think he was a FIFA player, but yeah. I thought Gignac would have been playing, but I don't really see Gignac being in there, but we'll see.
He was a real goal scorer.
Real goal scorer. Francisco Venegas and Julian Quiñones. And then moving on to Puebla, we have Santiago Ormeño, Brian Angulo, and Cristian Tabo. For Toluca, Felipe Pardo, Alan Medina, and Diego Rosales. San Luis, Antonio Portales, Carlos Gutierrez, and Luis Reyes. For Necaxa, Carlos Guzmán, Jairo González,
Daniel Álvarez. Necaxa was in the first division.
Yeah. Morelia, Paolo Medina, Ángel Malagón, and César Huerta. It's going to be cool because they're going to be playing, from what I've seen right here, they're going to be playing how the team is in the moment in FIFA. Like,
that's cool.
With the attributes, how they are, like, informed, not informed. Basically, how they left off in the last, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's going to be interesting, too.
I mean, obviously, there's going to be some teams that are overpowered than other teams.
Yeah, but not by a lot. But, I mean, I get what you're getting at with that. But
Like I think America's probably going to be one of the strongest teams when they goes against, like, freaking San Luis or Necaxa, for example.
Mm, probably.
That's going to be something big, like. When we go up against Pumas or freaking, it's not going to be that much of a difference. It's going to be slight, like not even nothing.
That's because that's the thing about like FIFA. It sucks because, I don't know, I feel like they don't get everything right. Like,
Think they'll change the settings and maybe it's like 85, all of them?
I think they're going to keep everything how it is. Like the actual players being in the game. Giovanni Dos Santos is going to play, so Giovanni Dos Santos will be able to put himself in. You know, things like that. I know they released the schedule for it. Here it is. Starting this Friday, it's going to be, damn, a clasico right there, dude. Necaxa versus Monterrey. There's going to be three games. So Cruz Azul against Atlas and America versus Puebla. And these are going to be televised. The first two games are going to be televised in the Univision Deportes. And then the Puebla and America is going to be in Azteca, TV Azteca. So that's for Friday. And then Saturday, we got Tigres versus San Luis. Chivas versus Juarez, and then Toluca versus Morelia. On Sunday, you're going to have León versus Querétaro, Pumas versus Pachuca, and Tijuana versus Santos Laguna. That's pretty cool, no? That they're doing it like that. And it's going to be on TV, so I want to see how that's going to work. I mean, I've seen other competitions before, like the Super Smash Brothers or like the Tekken and stuff. And I've also seen on the FIFA on YouTube, but I've never really seen it on TV. So I think it's interesting that it's going to be on TV, and I just want to see if they're going to be like how it is on Twitch. You know how you can have like a little square right there, and it's like a video of you while you're playing. I wonder if they're going to have like that kind of reaction.
So yeah, I think they probably go to their training ground, and then the training ground, the facility, they probably have a little room set up for that.
I was thinking they would do it from home.
I don't think so.
You don't think they'll do it from home?
I don't think so. I mean, because I don't think all the players will have all that equipment to their disposal and know how to operate it themselves.
That's true. Maybe they might have told them ahead of time, but I don't know. Maybe
you're right. Even then, like, I don't think, to me, like, for me, as from like a production standpoint, like something that's going to be televised, I don't think they're just going to let some players decide what the fucking, how to set up their own freaking
let somebody do it for them.
Exactly. I think if they're going to go out of their way to, like, let's say it is Giovanni Dos Santos. If it is at his house, I think they'd want to set it up nice. I think they'd want to, hey, man, have this background, or make sure, like, you see it like this, or it looks like this. And
yeah, maybe. Maybe they've been ironing out the details for a while.
Yeah, there you go.
I didn't think about that, but, you know, maybe. I thought they were just going to do freestyle, just fuck it. But, you know,
I don't think so. I think this is too... This is too big to be freestyle.
Okay.
I don't think they're gonna.
So you're saying you're gonna watch? You said you were gonna watch. You said you wanted to see.
I might stop by and see what they're doing. I mean, I'll watch one game. But
The America game, the America Puebla game. Yeah. I think it's gonna be cool, dude. Like, I just to see what happens. I honestly thought that it was gonna be like how you said that they were gonna have like some of the best FIFA players. Like us, like normal people, not actual soccer players.
Like actual gamers?
Like athletes and shit. Yeah, like actual gamers that are going to be like, hey, try out, you know, maybe.
Like, I would like it better if it was like, hey, like imagine the top 50 rated players from FIFA 20 from Mexico are playing in this league.
Well, that'd be crazy.
Like the top 50. And America and Chivas and Monterrey are signing these players and giving them like a freaking contract.
You're thinking of the future, aren't you? You're thinking 2050, huh?
I'm thinking 2050, maybe.
No, I'm not saying. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that it's gonna happen. I'm just saying that you're thinking ahead. You come from the future, but
possibly.
This is way back. I remember back in 08, FIFA 08. There was a mode. There was an online game mode where you could represent. I think it was like the top. At the time, it was like the top four leagues that in the game that they did it for only. So they did it for the English, the Spanish, the Italian. And for the Mexican league. Those are the four leagues that they used. And the game mode was, you know, you can go into either league, pick one team, and represent that team.
Dang, I don't think I played. I had it back then. Yeah. I didn't have the 08. I had a 01, and then I came back in 10.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought that was cool in 08 that they did that. And it was only for those leagues. It was a real life game. Like, say, if Pumas played against America, you would play the week of when they were playing. Until it went up, like, say, if you're playing Sunday, you had all the way Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know. You had that whole week leading up to Sunday to get as much wins as possible. And that's how it would work. Every week it would be different. Like, Pumas, and then next week they would play Chivas, and you would be playing against Chiva players. Mm. So I thought that was cool, but, I mean, I don't know why they don't bring that back, but I kind of miss a lot of the game modes that were, like, back in the day. We'll see, man. I want to watch this.
When does it start?
It starts Friday, the 10th.
This Friday.
Yeah, this Friday.
Where can they watch it?
Univision and Azteca.
Damn.
Should be good, man. Something to hold us off in the meantime.
During this coronavirus?
Yeah, during this pandemic.
And that's it for us. That's it for us, y'all.
See you guys on the next episode.
Peace. We'll be right back.